You good? Good. Okay. We want to welcome everybody out to the special meeting of the Santa Fe Special Service District, October 6th, 2025 at 11:38 a.m. 75 East Main Street, Castledale, Utah. Welcome everybody out. The first agenda item will go to approval of meeting minutes from July 15th, 2025.
I move that we approve the meeting minutes from July 15th, 2025.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Sorry. Jensen?
Aye.
Warwood?
Aye.
Leonard? Aye. Motion passes. Agenda item number two, approval of bills to be paid and accounting report. I don't see Derek here.
Me neither. I told him we weren't doing online unless they specifically requested it and asked if he could be here in person, but I don't think I ever heard back. So all I have is bills. We have one for SMU and Rich and Marcing, the final for Emory Telecom, and the rest are Lindy Gas on the... just the gases in the nuclear building. So...
perfect. Did we want to talk about Lindy Gas a little bit,
yeah, so
Jaron?
Lindy Gas should be all transferred over to our name now. There was that unpaid balance. I haven't heard back from Lindy. If the paperwork that I signed was transferring that balance to the state, so if that all went through, then these payments don't need to be sent.
Because right now we would pay them and do one final reimbursement,
yep,
anyways. So yep, we're good either way.
So
I can probably
We need to touch base with Lindy. Can see.
So you found a third party?
No.
Oh.
No, we just transferred them. We went through all the states purchasing everything and got them.
So what about our contract with them for the equipment? How is that?
That should
it's
all
transferred.
So it's transferred. Yeah. Oh, that's all transferred.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I didn't know that.
That was the hope.
It should be done.
Yeah,
okay.
That was the hope, was that it would just get handed off.
You get a gold star.
Or a $12,000 bill.
Yeah. It's fine. You would have paid
well, gold's
it either way.
Gold's expensive. It's a big star.
So what bills were that if it's not Lindy?
Emory Telecom, and it's the final one. It's only $9.99, and then SMU and Rich and Marcing, at some point a phone call with the new fiscal office reaching out to them for help for something.
So I'd move that we approve the bills for SMU and Rich and for
Emory Telecom.
Yep, and the last one.
I'll second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Jensen?
Aye.
Warwood?
Aye.
Leonard? Aye. So we'll pay the bills, and then thanks for doing that. We were talking about, and that's when I called to see if there was something we needed to do to be a third party, but okay.
We didn't get an accounting report, and then I was going to just tell you, I was just seeing if he happened to come in. I sent you an email this morning that's another notification from the state that our accounts are frozen stuff till the fiscal office does the reporting and the, so I don't know
okay.
I don't know there what to do, but and basically it just means we can't receive any grants, any state money, any PILP, any,
it's the revenues, right?
Like that, yeah,
revenue
until it's reported and done. So I can't do anything on that. I don't have access to it. I don't have the records. Now that Lindy is transferred and stuff, we have we would do one final reimbursement, but I don't have that. I have to have that from the fiscal office to send in, and I can request that and see if they can send it. Normally they fill out like folders that we have sheets of how we track everything, and none of those have been accessed or done anything with since they started. So I will try to get that report from them, and we can do one final reimbursement request, and then as far as I know, we're done.
We're done.
Yep. So we have a fiscal office, but they won't even, they'll write a check to themselves every month, I guess. That's where we're at. Don't look at me and laugh. I've been telling you this for months.
So how much do we have in our account?
I don't know. I can't couldn't access that. Because invoice, so because of dual control, invoices come to me to be processed. Mm-hmm. I can't have access to the bank accounts and stuff, because otherwise I could paste, see something from start to finish. So we'd have to ask the fiscal office what we have. I do still get a statement from Zions in the mail that just gets in a folder, so I could look at the most recent one and, okay, and see. But
if I remember right, it's... I might be off, or just over 200,000.
Just over 200.
That's probably in like the PTIF
account.
That
might be.
Because I think there was, or combined, because I was thinking only like 70,000 was okay on Zions, but I can't remember.
And I don't want to, yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but
right, look.
So do we need to look for a new financial office, or I don't know. Because we need
last
to get that state stuff
that
done.
Last week they said, so they did call me last week to try to get set up with the online access to Zions. When Smew and Rich and Marcing got themselves off the account, I guess they put everything to my name as the contact and the login and everything, which I had no idea. So when they were trying to log in, it was emailing me. So I think they at least got logged in to where they can see Zions, but I don't know. I don't know where we're at. I just know they took over in May. They've never invoiced us. We did finally get bills paid in, I think, the first part of August. But that's the only time. Now we have these that we'll send, but they've never invoiced us either. We're going to be paying. They had to buy QuickBooks or something to even do our accounting for us, and so... I know they talked to you at one time about us having to pay for that program, but it just seems odd that we're paying.
We should have.
The only bills we pay is to the fiscal office and for the accounting program.
We should have,
but we haven't paid those.
Quicker books, it sounds like.
Quicker.
I don't even know of another accounting. I don't even know of another firm that would.
I don't either. And when we advertised, nobody applied, and so then we could just reach out to try to get somebody. So I don't know. If they already have QuickBooks and have gone to that, it's probably better to stick with them, but we just need to have some kind of coordination and communication and make sure that stuff's actually happening. And I did talk to the guy for the audit, and he still hasn't heard back from them. I got them in contact a while ago and they've never sent him anything, and so he requested it again last week, but I haven't seen anything.
Okay, I'll call Derek today. And I know we've communicated with him a lot, so all right, I'll reach out to him today. Anything else on accounting? We'll go to agenda item number 3, discuss approve deny plan of action regarding research center accounts that we are still paying. Did we already handle that one?
We're good on that one.
Okay, we'll move on to agenda item number 4, discuss approve deny entering into a closed session, UCA 5-4-2005, to discuss pending and reasonable imminent litigation. Need a motion to move it into a closed
Do I have session? To make a motion? I'm trying to remember. Make a motion to close this one and then enter? Or do we just enter?
It can all be one. Close
sometimes
this
they're kind of.
Yeah.
So I'd make a motion we close regular session, enter into closed session.
Okay, a motion and a second. Jensen?
Aye.
Warwood?
Aye.
Leonard? Aye. We're now in closed session.
Then you have to hit something.
So hit stop.